Oh, but yeah, yeah. What are some of these executive orders?
Well, one of them is all 50 states legalize marijuana day one.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
I don't need to be here anymore.
Oh, yeah. Chief that loud.
That's what you need to win the presidency, is like big, bold declarations that everybody likes, you know? That's like, oh, I'm going to give everybody a free copy of Super Metroid. Well, like, yeah, you're going to win the presidency. Like,
or if you're, you know, Vermin Supreme, a pony.
Yeah, pony. Why not?
But I mean, like, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't think that's means he's the only candidate ever in the history of America that's ever been good, then you're wrong.
I mean, one could make the argument that Ron Paul, anyone?
Oh yeah, the revolution.
The gold standard.
Epic bacon president.
The bacon narwhals at midnight president.
Mm-hmm.
Abolish the Fed and replace it with the zoomies.
And the Fed.
No Fed, gold standard only. Just Fox, Final Destination.
If we're just going to watch the world burn, I'm going to have to say John McAfee. Way more fun than Ron Paul. Honestly, best politician.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
But listen, out of all of the fucking candidates in the Democratic field and Trump, who's the most likely to audit the Fed? It's fucking Bernie.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah.
But yeah, about weed, he says, we will move forward to expunge the records of those arrested for possession of marijuana. We will make certain that the legalized marijuana industry is not controlled by a handful of corporations.
Hell yeah.
But that those people, the African-American community, the Latino community, the Native American community, those people who have suffered the most will get help in order to make money through a legalized marijuana industry.
Hell yeah. Baby. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be even better if it was a nationalized industry that was controlled by the workers, but, I mean, you know,
he's getting there.
We'll see.
It's wild because Bernie is basically in his own lane. It's like, it's not like he has the best position on economic justice. He just has the only position. Like, everyone else is just null. Like, they never even, as far as I can tell, say the words working class.
I mean,
or they just make like vague allusions to it. Like Elizabeth Warren has like a facade of having like real economic answers to social issues, but it's just like unnecessarily convoluted word salad that she can hide behind and be like, well, actually what I was really saying, you know, Bernie doesn't play that way. Bernie has actual fucking policy ideas, even if they're not perfect. Like, it's like you said, like, he has them. They're there, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the bridge to this. I mean, like, even if he does this, decriminalize or legalize weed, and then puts all of the power in the hands of poor people, maybe they'll just, you know, then it's in the people's hands, right? Like, even if it's a capital system, like, what if we nationalize it? You know what I mean? Like, and then what is he going to be like? No, actually not allowed. I'm a socialist, and I've been saying I'm a socialist since the 60s, but I'm actually against that. Like, no way.
Honestly, I was having a thought along those lines earlier today about like politicians like Bernie and AOC, where it's like, even if you have, you know, there's things to take issue with about like their policy or their takes or whatever, but it's like, the real bedrock thing is that they're saying they want to give more power to the people. So you don't really have to worry about like getting Bernie or AOC to have the perfect line on something. You just need like the people to have the right line on it. And then they influence Bernie or AOC or whoever. And then like that moves everything further left. And then we start a cycle.
Yeah. And then finally the internet groups and the Twitter posters have enough influence that Bernie announces that an executive order that initiates funding for a high speed railway that goes all the way from like Seattle to Boston to Houston and everywhere in between.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Bernie, issue an executive order to set up a special prosecutor to investigate the Jeffrey Epstein murder.
Yeah.